If you want to know how last year's partial government shutdown was felt in Hawaii, look no further than October's visitor numbers for the state's seven national parks. Places like Haleakala and Maui saw nearly 70,000 fewer visitors that month. That's a 78% decrease from the year before. Thousands of tourists come to Hawaii every year to see the island's active volcanoes, trails, and historic sites, many of which remained closed during the shutdown. Cindy Orlando is the superintendent of Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. She says the 16 days they were forced to lock up left a huge impact on the local economy.
We have an average of about 4,500 visitors a day. And I think we calculated after day 10 that the local economy had lost close to $3 million due to the government shutdown. So it was quite traumatic.
The report says on average, Hawaii Volcanoes National Park sees over 100,000 visitors during the month of October.
We do have a large number of international visitors that come to Hawaii Volcanoes. So you can imagine when people got here and they weren't able to come in, people who spent lots of money and traveled from afar, there were a lot of disappointed folks that we had to turn away.
The agency also released 2012 figures on overall park attendance and economic contributions to the state. Hawaii's seven national parks brought in an estimated $314 million, a 13% uptick from 2011. Molly Solomon for HBR News.